Blog Talk Radio.
When I run, like
turbo. Like when they twirl, reviving off the herbal verbal. It's the king from making pay to take the stakes. Throughout the regulation, waving 4938. Deal, get the grid up in the mix. Flip like a pizza, I see your pizza. I'm scared.
Girl, she's such a pretty girl. She be my trainer, she got bad description. No nobody,
I got you next, but the way the girls take it makes me much like this. trying to fly juice, he accidentally backed up on me. So I grabbed her hips, the bitch her off and tore the back it on me. And she got nasty with it, backed her ass up to the wall like she was trying to track me with it. Bitch got crazy and her ass got dumber, yo. Dropping like a 6-4. Why, there's a Hummer, yo. There's a Lamborghini hopping this Hummer, yo. I'm trying to go to distance like a runner, so I wonder, yo. Man's been here, are you single, got kids in the night? What you did again until it's so crib? I told her I'm a freak, she said that's what it is. And she did this little trick, and my eyes got big. She had a little thing. You got a big too fat, let me see it. Right, you got a big too fat, let me see it. You got a big too fat, let me see it. Right, you got that 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 right. I have no fear, cause I have no issue. Yeah, you did good, but your friend got with you. Yeah, you cute. Girl, oh my God, fine.
I'm the agent of age, bitch. back when I approach your pants with it. A real bitch, great friend, and keep a nigga cousin. A ride a chick, she a grinder, she kept my grip. My head turning blue as shit, bitch, you got a bitch. So she driving it up, I call her Mr. Raven. My 40-year-old, she my throwback lady. She get a nigga back up and cut like crazy. My name is Lord Paul, that's the heart she's still learning. Take it all in for daddy like I'm preaching a sermon.
I'd rather be with you. Yeah, I'd rather be with you. Yeah,
I'd rather be with you. I like my hoes, I love to go. So I spend my hoes and cold niggas the most. I love Ben Frank, but no homo when they say no man. I'm looking so hard, you think that I'm a cake. I got a red bone, kick you from the A. So I'm really income tax, she get it, make it take. I can make it get broad, my name bumps the soco. Quick crazy about it, they give up the paper. If you pay an extra, what you put your feet on? She'll let you shoot out in the mouth like a free throw. I got a gangster bitch from L.A. Gotta make my money and run hot all day. If it ain't easy, that's what they say. I'm a head, fast money, the American way. Record sales falling, we in recession. Oh, do you feel good? No question.
I've got the feeling. Yeah.
If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul is safe. God bless everyone who said I'd never make it out the hood. It's entertainment, baby. For you, for all my hood, girls, boys.
She said I'd never be nothing because I come from the hood. So I push even harder because I lived in the hood. In the hood, in the hood. You never find it goes in the hood. So come breathe, even after my bed. In the hood, I'm almost fighting every day. In the hood, used to sleep in the hood, dance in the hood. Now I'm on TV in the hood.
That's my man, King, and that rock star. Y'all better feel the lyrics, man.
Thank you.
baby, yo. Yo, real talk, y'all know what it is. And I want to send a rock. The building. Real talk, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the time is 9:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Real talk, you're definitely on the grind with WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And like I said before, man, it's been a lot of talk. But, yo, we're going to definitely chop it up the right way, doing what we do. Don't forget, like I said before, man, yo, be definitely online. You can catch us at www.blogtalkradio.com/wherethedothat. At radio, which is WTDTA radio for all y'all that don't know. You can also catch us on Ustream at www.ustream.tv/SP Network. Because if you're loving what you hear, you ain't seen shit yet. Real talk, it is what it is. This is how we're getting it down, man. I'm just saying, man, a lot of stuff out there. I'm waiting on one of my special guests to definitely call back in there, man. He kicked this thing off the first part of the week. Real talk, some real issues. We're going to definitely get into it in just the meantime. But, yo, real talk, it is what it is. There's a lot of stuff that we can't talk about. But the thing we're going to talk about is keeping it real, raising this urban awareness, doing this good music, and definitely giving back to the community. You know what I'm saying? A lot of folks want to know exactly how they can get involved, what they need to do. Yo, if you hang tight and ride with us and enjoy this wave, man, you would definitely make sure that you understand what you need to do before the night is done. Real talk, y'all know what it is. The number 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial, and we will definitely bring you on and do what we do. Real talk, this is what I'm finna do right now. I'm going to give my chance for my other caller to definitely call back in. I got about 5 or 6 guys that's definitely going to be jumping in this thing, holding it down, doing what they do. In the meantime, in between time, I'm going to drop some more joints on you. I'm going to keep it all the way 100. We're going to do what we do, man. Real talk, all you got to do is get in where you fit in. This is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You know what it is.
Listen. You might do a lot of things, but you learn from it. So the same way you win, so the same way you lose, you have to change up the purpose.
It's the block, I think it's the block. my money back. 5 minutes past six and it was the rap. Got caught on the block as I was moving crack. Shit, I fucked up, that's what I knew the officers. So I'm thinking in my head that I'm locked up. I'm a dumb fuck, wait, nah, a blood fuck. I should've known that I couldn't jump that young fuck. I've been in town for so long that I'm losing track. If it wasn't for that stupid rat, when I get out that clock, I had shit. You know me, I'm using man. Stay cheap, motherfucker, as I lose this track. Stop his face on the ground till it's too lax. I don't care what the fuck I'm doing that. This bitch, I'm losing that. And I need to know why I choose to snap. It's the block, it's the block. I let them have it, cause I changed my ways, I've read a lot, I've learned a couple of things, I realized the struggle that the hustle brings, in this game, the block I love is welcome when, I'm gone, so another is what the block will bring, round two, the game starts up again, jail time, that's what I'll come with him, he doesn't understand cause he was just like I, his love for the block, he came and hustled block, money was free, when my bill was new, his dose was flipped, but the time it wasn't as soon as he came, he's on the block, he got a kid, no spot for him, that's why he's wagging, we're closing in, the nigga lost track of time, that's why he's in jail, losing his motherfucking mind, it's the block, it's the block, it's the block, baby, it's the block.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. was right, I was wrong. Should have been more faithful to you. Look what everything we had. Now you're leaving me.
Right now, just keep your focus, keep your faith, keep your head up.
Don't lose your mind. See, you gonna make it out. This coming from me, coming from my heart. Sign sincere.
Talk on where they do that radio. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, the message need to be driven home. Real talk, we definitely on the air live. Let me see if I can get my man up on here, because, yo, he can hit us with some real stuff. And you know what? I've been unified by a couple of other radio broadcasters. Definitely going to pay real close attention to what my man's going to bring back to the focal front. Real talk, you just heard from my man DJ just dropping a track called Letter to You, yo, a letter to the president, letting him know why all this madness continues to go on. You know what I'm saying? Well, somebody's got to speak on it. Real talk, it is what it is, man. Yo, real talk, your birthmark. Are you out there, man?
Yeah, your boy birthmark right here, man. Just saying where they do that at.
Hey, they doing it right here, man. They doing it right here. Oh, yeah, real talk. You already know what it is. What's been good with you, man?
Hey, man, you know, just taking it easy. Like I say, just been, you know, keeping my eyes on the streets and my ears to the news or what have you, just hearing a lot of foolishness or what have you, watching everything go as the world turns and still be appreciative of what I do have and striving for more, yeah. For sure.
For sure, man. That's the whole movement, man. That's what the business is. We got to keep our eye on the prize and keep it moving all at the same time, man, because you know what? You know, we can be awake and still be asleep. I found that out, man, real talk. And as long as we're aware of the things going on around us, yo, we're speaking on it, we're acting on it, we're doing our part, man. That's all we can do, you know. So that's what's up. But I got a lot of brand new listeners that's on the air tonight. I got some affiliate networks that's going to redistribute this feed tonight on their broadcast as well. And it's an issue that, you know, has not gotten a lot of press. I've been checking into this since you broke the story with us on Monday, and you know, I think maybe I'm gonna be totally honest with you, man. Maybe out of the top networks that I know within the 15-state region, you know what I'm saying? I might on one hand how many of them have even mentioned this particular incident. So, you know what I'm saying? I guess from your words, just, you know, if you can, just kind of let us know what's popping off with this young man and just really give us the parameters of just really how we all need to come together and really just, you know, voice out really what's going on, man.
Well, this is I know it's a total coincidence to everybody, you know, that when it comes down to black, you know, black violence happening to a black person, anything happening to a black person, it just mysteriously get pushed back, and it's never highlighted in the media. In media, I know that doesn't happen too often, but for the most part, what happened is we actually had an incident out there in London. Mississippi, where it was two white guys. This actually happened in June 24, so they've been recently talking about the whole situation with these guys or what have you. But what happened was they end up getting together and deciding that they were going to go, quote-unquote, nigger hunting at a party that they was at. And they linked up with some of their fellas, went out and ended up running into a 49-year-old black guy, rest in peace, Mr. Brown. I forgot his first name, but they end up beating him down bloody. They got that caught up on caught on the on video camera, beat him down bloody, and then they when they were driving off, one of the ones decided that hey, they were going to finish him, and end up running him over and killing the guy. And this 49-year-old guy, what have you? Like I said, this was a complete hate crime. There's nothing. Nothing else said. I mean, like I say, if a person, you know, people are getting up saying they're going to go nigger hunting. I mean, there's no other motive but, you know, a hate crime. So they did that, and they're right now, they're locked up or what have you, no plea. They haven't heard anything from their attorney isn't speaking about anything. So, you know, it's a whole bunch of foolishness going on. And in response to that, yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, 400 to 500 black teenagers in Wisconsin end up retaliating to that situation, and they end up, just pretty much, you know, beat up a whole bunch of white people. Or had to beat them down, but no one got killed. But you know, it was like 400 to 500 teenagers And you know, they were just responding, retaliating, which, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to lie, salute those youngsters or what have you. I hate that the people that got hurt wasn't the ones that actually did the violence to the guy out there in Mississippi. But at the same time, I mean, for every action, there's a reaction. And, I mean, they have to see that we aren't as pacified as they think we are, you know what I mean, from the technology, from all the other stuff that they think, just because they killed, not true enough, yeah, they killed a lot of our leaders, and that intimidates a lot of the current leaders that we have and upcoming leaders, that scares them to pick up that cross and walk because they're afraid to die or whatever reason, you know what I mean? But shit, at the end of the day, we all know we got to go, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, it's crazy, and, you know, it's just really, really time for us, like I say, stand on up, try to support each other and stop worrying about what the fuck's going on way over there in London. I mean, not, you know, pay attention, but don't get too caught up in it. Stop worrying about, you know what I mean, Kim Kardashian, whether she got a fake ass or not, or Nicki Minaj. We really need to start paying attention to the things that's really going on. And yes, they are going to hide it. So I would suggest you start getting your local newspapers and stop fucking with CNN and all that other bullshit. I mean, you know, it's the media, but at least, you know what I mean, go ahead and get back on your reading stuff, man. I mean, that's pretty much what I'm suggesting right now.
Gotcha. And then, you know, just to add to that, we just need to be more aware, ladies and gentlemen, just more aware of all the things that are happening around us, all, you know, in our local communities especially. I'm going to say this. When you're in a situation where certain things aren't said or certain things that aren't done, it gets to a point where sometimes we actually, you know, we sometimes aren't quite clear on all the different things that really need to be done. That being said, when you're not informed, when you're not made aware, when you don't get an opportunity to truly, truly, truly see what's happening around you, you miss out. I'm gonna say it like this. I remember an incident when I was coming up in high school. You know, for all y'all don't know, I graduated class of 91 in a little small town called Scriven County. And during the time when we was, matter of fact, it was our senior year, we had a similar incident where some of the administrators made some unkind remarks to a black teacher, and some students overheard it. And in this small community, what ended up happening was from that one remark, a lot of the students took to the point where violence did break out in the school. And I'm gonna say it like this. I was very young, but I was very emotional. I remember that day being a day that I'll never forget, because for the first time in my life personally at that age, I realized just truly how people, by just from the choice or color of your skin, they form opinions of who you are, what you're about, and so forth. And the whole while the hostility was building up, the only thing that the person who was actually, you know, the person that was the victim of this ridicule was trying to do her best to really get the students to take heed, not take a violent stand. And a lot of us didn't know how to take that. Because it's like for them to call you out your name and treat you like this and have others agree, and you turn the blind eye, it's kind of hard for us to accept that. You can forgive them for what was said, but we can't, because we feel they were totally out of line. I want you to understand that, just like Birthmark is saying, there's people, we have to be aware that a lot of the hate crimes that do occur will not really get the publicity that it needs. We'll pump up and we'll glorify a whole bunch of bullshit before we really get down to the real shit. That's the only way I can really say it. And because of that, these incidents like with Mr. Brown are something that I feel that more of my fellow broadcasters should be following and delivering to the world, that despite all the stuff that's going on around the globe, there's a very serious problem here in the United States, here in our own backyard. And there are some people that will not just take lightly to being, you know, I feel sorry for the students that were involved in this incident there in Wisconsin. I do not endorse violence for violence, but I can also speak as a person who has been in this situation, how emotionally, you know, these things can really, you know, heat up too. And it's not fair to the ones that's not responsible. You know, they wasn't the ones that actually did this to Mr. Brown. But just like how, you know, people are called out their name by simple circumstances or being, you know, ridiculed and this, that, and the other, they too are also victims. So this is something that more of us need to talk about. The truth of the matter is, there's a lot of things that are said. There's a lot of things that are done, all based upon what you look like, where you came from, what type of financial background you have. People, you know, we still ain't quite got past that. Yeah, I would think in 2011, going into 2012, this would not be an issue, but it is, unfortunately, because people still are not conforming to the level of thinking that they need to be. They're not quite aware. They're still asleep. Like we were saying, they're awake, but yet they're still weak. I can, you know, go through numerous incidents of these type of hate crimes, this type of violence. I'm only going to reserve it in this capacity. Ladies and gentlemen, we just need to be more aware. We need to, this is why urban awareness is being created here on Where They Do That at Radio. WTDTA Radio is going to be a continued advocate, an active advocate in the community to really inform those that need to know what's going on around the world as well as in your community. So you want to definitely take heed to all of that. You want to understand and know that pretty much, you know, you're not alone. You're not alone. Now, with that being said, again, I just want folks to just really pay attention to what's being done. This is why we take what we do so serious. This is why we it's not a plea. It's a conscious awakening that really needs to take place, and there's no other way to say it. We got to be conscious. We got to be conscious of the things that we're around and the things that we're exposed to. So therefore, we can, you know, definitely stand guard to that and stand up for it. You know what I'm saying? We stand up for a whole lot of bullshit. Why not stand up for something that's real? I mean, I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. You know. So again, you know, condolences go out to the Brown family. You know, hopefully justice will be served in that capacity, which will not bring this young man's life back. But you know, if this is quote unquote, you know, liberty and justice for all, then let justice be served. But I'm going to also just reiterate the whole standpoint of what justice is. You know, in this day and age. We live in a country where justice is what you can afford. That's why when you walk into the courtroom, the lady that represents justice, she blindfolded, meaning that she. And I used to think, okay, they're saying justice is blind, which means it has to be proven. Well, I mean, how can you justify a hate crime? There's no justification for that. But you know, a lot of speculators and a lot of individuals can justify both sides. It took me a long time to get to the point where I am now, where I'm very open to a lot of things. That doesn't mean that personally I condone it. Personally, I partake in it. I just understand. So what I hope will happen with this message and this redistribution of this broadcast is that more of our young people are aware of just really what's going on. Birthmark, is there anything else you would like to say to the rest of the world, you know, concerning this particular incident and just in general where people's mind need to be right now?
I mean, well, mainly, like I say, we must always remember that this isn't just, you know what I mean, a flesh battle. It is a spiritual battle, you know what I'm saying? So we got to, the only way for us to really start things, to get things proper or close to proper until, you know, the end of time is first. Try your best to get right with God and get yourself right, you know what I'm saying, before you start ridiculing and persecuting the next person, you know what I'm saying? What they say in the Bible, how you going to sit there and point the sawdust out of my eye when you got a plank in yours? And we got to keep that in mind. We definitely got to correct ourselves and do our best to try to do that. And we can only do that through prayer and stay on our grind. Like I say, I mean, yeah, true enough, we had 101 things that held us back from slavery, from the crack epidemic, from a whole bunch of bullshit we can sit there and, I mean, that really happened. And it's relevant to our behindness right now, you know what I'm saying? But however, we moved at a remarkable rate of speed. We should prove that, hey, you should be able to respect that black skin of yours, you know what I'm saying? Because we are something special. So, like I say, break away from these mental chains, start reading, and start putting action. You know what I mean? Allow your feet to move more than your tongue is moving. And let's do this shit. I can't just do it by myself. J-Dawg can't just do it by himself. And one person just can't do this shit by himself. It takes unity, bro. You know what I mean? And really, we really need to do that. But first, it starts with you correcting yourself. It starts with me correcting myself. But what Michael Jackson say, the man in the mirror. So let's get that right. That's one step, and then we can take it to the next step and unify each other, just hold each other down on a whole other level.
That's right, because that is definitely real. That's where we need to be, man. Real talk, we definitely need to come together all as one and understand really what the business is, because the only way this thing is going to change is one person can spark it, but it takes a unit. It takes us being together in order for this to stand, in order for us to folks really get the message that it is what it is. Because I'm going to say this, and then I'm gonna run this clip. I heard of a young man in the last 48 hours say to me that every time somebody calls him a nigger, he blames himself. And I said, why do you blame yourself? He said, because it's such a wretched word. You know, I'm giving you just, you know, all different types of ammunition. He said, I'm going to tell you why. Every time a person calls me a nigga, it's because I gave him the ammunition to use it. So I blame myself. And that struck me as a person that's definitely conscious of a lot of things in terms of just really what's popping off. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm going to do, you know, because I got my phone's ringing all the way around, you know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do is I'm going to drop this clip on you and I'm going to come back because, yo, this is a real issue, man. We use, like my man Birthmark just said, we got to, you know, take a look in the mirror, take a look at the man in the mirror and see what's up, see what's happening. Check this out.
Destroy. Well, in any movie, I tell you, infiltrate it, get inside of it, destroy it from within. Short-term solutions for long-term problems. You know where it comes from? You know where the slave mentality comes from? If you stop whipping me, I'll do whatever you want. If you stop raping our women, I'll do whatever you want. If you let me just breathe and relax, I'll work as hard as you want. I'll tell on whoever you want. I'll do whatever you want. I'll follow whatever you want. I'll say whatever you want. I'll be whatever you want. It's not just with hip-hop. This is our company. This is America. We all have that slave mentality. But please, by all means, let hip-hop be that thing that you look at and go, wow, I understand, because that's slave mentality. And that predictability, and that greed, and when we settle for second best, when we settle for anything more than first, look at it.
I'm Wake up to it. Listen, Obama's perfect for America. He's perfect. He's got those big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him. And he shits apple pie. He's perfect. He's perfect. Everybody has forgotten about Bush. They don't even think Bush was in office. You can't even find anybody that even voted for it. It took Bush 12 years, actually 8, with his daddy just to destroy the nation, and no one remembers. Bush did whatever he wanted to do, and you white folks just loved it. You didn't care. He tricked you with that Homeland Security bullshit. He took your white freedom. You white folks think you're free? Take your white ass to the airport. Go on over there. They got people questioning you that can't even speak English. Can I see your passport? My passport. Can I see your green card? You can't even say passport. Take your shoes off, take your drawers off, go on over there. You think you're free, white, and 21? Take your right ass over there. Go on over there. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. That's because that man hid that shit in his shoe. Thinking he'd have stuck it up his ass, it'd be a different airport, right?
Yo, real talk, this is where they do that radio, WTDTA radio to be exact. The time is 10:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're definitely on the grind on WTDTA radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Y'all, if you want to hear from the fans, I want to hear from you. I want to see what's up. I want to see what's happening. I want to see where you're doing it at. Real talk, it is what it is. I want to see if you're awake. I want to see if you're paying attention. I want to see if you understand really what the business is. Real talk, it is what it is. I'm finna go to request line. I'm finna go to the call line. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening because you're riding on the wild side with your boy, J-D-O-G. Real talk, you already know that. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Yo, call the last four DW number is 5393. You're definitely live on WTETA radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's going on, J-Man? It's your boy, Legion.
Hey, what's good with you? What's good with you, man? Holding it down, busy and all that, but, you know, as usual, you know what I'm saying? We're holding it down. We're seeing what's up. We're seeing what's happening, man. What's good with you?
Man, trying to get myself ready for this trip. I'm trying to load up this recording program on my laptop. So when I'm out and about, man, we can just load it right up and record whenever on the spot.
True that. That's what's up, man. I tell you what, we can't wait, man. Real talk, so many things are getting ready to pop off, man, and so many things have yet, you know what I'm saying, just, yo, steady stuff is steady just coming down the line, man. I don't know where to start. All I can say is, man, yo, if you're loving what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. The way they do that at radio, WTDTA radio in conjunction with UB radio, a couple other networks, you can actually go to, asiaforum.com, couple of other networks have definitely got men on the campaign. Real talk, we're getting ready to definitely bring it to a hood, to a community, to a country near you. For a matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? We got an international tour that's definitely popping off. We got a national tour that's going on. A lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, yo, I'm just as equally excited, you know what I'm saying, to definitely be a part of all this. It's greatness is definitely popping off, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you're a young guy that definitely, you know what I'm saying, you have gained a lot of fans on a lot of levels because they admire the hard work. And hard work does pay off, man, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of artists out there that's trying to definitely, you know, get their foot in the game, trying to figure out exactly what they need to do, you know what I'm saying? An artist that definitely, you know, has been working with, you know, a couple, you know, major labels. I ain't gonna put it all the way out there, but you know, having a certain level of exposure and then definitely getting opportunity now to really take your destiny in your own hand, man. What words of encouragement you got to the listeners that's out there, man?
Oh man, to the listeners, just, you know, do what you inspired to do. As far as like young artists and things of that sort, like me personally, what works for me is I pay attention to everybody. You know, I pay attention to different walks of life, you know, so when you do music, you can reach out to different people. You're not just focused on one area, you know, or one type of person, you know. And man, I got approached by this one dude, man, and he asked me, he said, man, why don't you do a gospel rap? Why don't you do Christian rap? And I said, man, nothing against Christians, but I don't want to reach just Christians. You know, it's like when you do Christian rap, you put yourself in a box. And I'm not, you know, like I said, you know, it's nothing against Christians, but it's just like me, I'm not Christian. You know, like I have a belief. I don't have a religion. And, you know, when you dig more into it, man, religion was actually created just to spread everybody out, you know, and put you in different categories. Because I tell people all the time, what religion was it before Jesus died if he wasn't on the cross yet?
Okay. Good question.
You know, it had to be something before Christianity if he hadn't died yet.
Uh-huh.
You know, it wasn't nobody walking around wearing a cross if he's still alive. So, you know, you really got to put yourself past what's out there. And that's what I try to do with my music, man. Like, I try to put myself past what's typical, you know, what you're just supposed to do. You're supposed to just, you know, appeal to this one group, man. I try to reach out to everybody. I watch shows that people usually don't watch. You know, I was looking at this show yesterday while I was working out about those truck drivers. You know, they drive like in Alaska and Canada. You know, them are some dangerous jobs, and it's like nobody pays attention to them, but they risk their life every day on their job to, you know, first and foremost, feed whoever they have to feed and then provide goods to whatever services they transport. So it's like, you know, small things like that, man, I really try to pay attention to, because when you think on a global level, that's what matters. You know, everybody matters.
That's right. Everybody matters. That is the key point. Everybody matters, and everything that we do, you know, it all plays a part in this whole cycle, you know, so we definitely have to pay attention to that. We have to definitely be aware of that. You know, it's just, you know, in the aspect of the day-to-day hustle and the aspect of just dealing with the day-to-day, it's so easy for a lot of us to forget those things, just like what you're saying, to get caught up in the just, you know, trying to survive, that we forget in order to survive, you got to understand what you're surviving for. You also got to realize that, you know, things happen around you in order for you to be observant of them, not just simply just not focus on or paying any attention to it. You got to understand that, you know, if you think about it in its entirety, think about your day to day. I want my listeners to think about the type of day you've had today. And I want you to think about, if you can remember, if you had, you know, a crazy day or one of those days you just want to just forget, if you can go back to a subtle time, or, you know, right before you woke up this morning, can you remember the thought that was on your mind when your feet touched the floor this morning? And I'm going to show you just how we get caught up in the hustle and bustle. I'm going to stay totally in the cynical or secular realm, because I don't want to lose anyone. I want to make sure everybody kind of understands where I'm going with this. All right. If the first thing you thought about when you hit the floor is all these things that you got to do, and you didn't pay, how you want to say, you didn't pay attention, or you didn't give gratification for having the opportunity to do the things that need to be done, then maybe we might be moving a little too fast in our daily walk. It's so easy to take things for granted. We have to be observant. We have to be aware. Because if we don't, we'll get so caught up into this cycle that we'll miss something that is very, very, very important. You know, and I just want to just put it in just that form so I don't lose anyone. I can go much deeper, but I'm gonna stay on that level just for simplicity's sake. You know, again, you know, just like with the comment that Birthmark brought to the table at the early part of the week. And again, we do send our condolences to Mr. Brown's family. And we also send, you know, our concern as well for the young students there in Wisconsin that was actually caught up in that, you know, particular riot yesterday. People, we have to, again, pay attention. These are the reasons why we have to pay attention. Because if we think that it ain't just goes one way, and we come to find out that things go a whole different way or something else is actually, you know, evolving and we're not aware of, then we could easily find ourselves victims in all this. And I'm not playing devil's advocate. What I am playing is what I'm putting out there. I'm just planting some seeds right now. If this was your family member who was a victim of this hate crime, then I'm pretty sure every single line that I have available will be filled up with folks venting and arguing why this did not need to happen. But because it wasn't, and I'm playing devil's advocate for just a second, maybe this is the reason why, from a mainstream perspective, they chose to simply brush it under the rug and not speak on it. Ain't it ironic that we think about things that don't matter? We put a lot of time and energy into things that really don't matter. And the things that really are substance, we have a very mystical way of not even bringing it up in conversation. We glorify the bullshit, yet the real shit we walk right past and not even speak on. I think we're a little too caught up. That's just my opinion. What I'm going to do right here, yo, Legion, I don't want you to go nowhere, man. I'm going to open up the line, and I'm definitely opening up for more calls before we jump back into this rotation. Real talk, just planting seeds, trying to figure out, and I want to know just really what's up, what's happening, man. Yo, you're locked in to WTBTA Radio. The time is 10:49 Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the grind. I'm going to go to the line one more time to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where you're doing it at. Real talk, it is what it is. Your call at the last 4 digits of your number is 2759. You're definitely on the grind on WTVTA Radio. Who we got locked in, man?
Yo, what's your boy, CYN? What's good with it, J-Dog?
Yo, man, holding it down, holding it down. What's good with you, man? What's been good, man? Tell me something good. Tell me what's up, what's happening, man.
I'm feeling right now riding under the city lights, you know what I mean? But other than that, man, just getting ready for these shows, man. Got three shows coming up, you know what I mean? You know, still pushing music like crazy, still pushing the mix CD, you know what I mean? Just trying to inspire these cats to be different, to do different, you know what I mean? You know, hey, you know how I see why I didn't do it, man. We grind 25-8, baby, you know what I mean? Work for it, ain't all tape, man. You know what I mean? All we doing is grinding, man, pushing positivity. You know what I mean? Definitely telling all the fake bullshit to get up out of here. You know what I mean? And
that's right.
Up there, man, we here, J-Dog. You know what I mean? Straight up. How you living, homie? You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm holding it down, man. Yo, I'm living the life of the best life I can live because I'm surrounded by guys like yourself and women, for that matter, who are passionate about what they do and they have a message. They want to do things positive in their community, and they're going to use the gift to do just that. So I think I got the best position in the world, man, because I get an opportunity to reiterate that to you guys' class, man. And so this is awesome, man. This is just awesome. It brings back, you know, it brings the focal point really, really full circle. You have to kind of go out of your way a lot of times to do what's right. And then you also have to be put in a position where you'll be able to say things that others can't or won't in this situation. And
So
I'm kind of like, you know, I'm looking and I'm listening. We've been blessed by a lot of new opportunities, you know, over the last couple of days. After the last couple of weeks, for that matter, you know what I'm saying? We just picked up a national feed that actually is taking us worldwide as we speak on satellite radio, as well as all over the G19 satellite in all of the major countries all across the globe. And with that opportunity to really open up the world to urban experience from a perspective of WTBTA Radio and all these affiliate networks that's together, we realized that there were a lot of people out there in the world that don't have the opportunity to really say what's on their mind and really voice, you know, have a voice in the things that they feel they should be concerned with. And so with that being said, we started the Today's the Day campaign, which means today is the day that you take another step closer to changing the things that are going on around you, the things that affect you and yours, the things that affect your community. In order for us to turn our communities around and do things in a more positive light, we have to start by first acknowledging the things that need to be changed, fixed, and addressed.
That is a must. That is a must right there. I love that right there, man. That is a must because once you address it, it's not swept under the rug no more. You see what I'm saying? You're bringing it to the forefront once you address the issue. And, I mean, that's just like an addict or somebody like that. If you got a problem, then you address the problem, you relate to the problem, and then you solve the problem. But to sweep it under the rug is the wrong thing, man. So I love that, man. I love that a lot.
Definitely, man, because that's the whole deal. We can no longer continue to sweep it under the rug. And, you know, we have a lot of great music that we definitely play in the meantime that really makes it all the better, you know, but we got to also remember why we're doing it and what it's about. Because it's like, you know, I don't get into arguments with a lot of my guys that I work with in the industry. I have debates. And it's kind of like, you know, I understand the method to the madness of why one facet of the industry runs so rapid in one direction, while a fortunate few tend to, from time to time, come forward with something of substance that really takes, you know, hold. And it's kind of like when you kind of compare it in all, for all the madness that goes on one end and those that are taking certain steps to do something tangible and real, those tangible and real steps make up for all the madness that's being done out there. It's about drawing people in and letting them decide for themselves whether, you know, what side of the fence they should stand on. And the topic of discussion, which has been all week, is, you know, just like you just said, sweeping certain things under the rug. It's just ironic that in 15 states, well, this most recent incident that occurred, you know, over the weekend, only a handful of networks have even breathed a word about what took place. And it became a little disturbing from my standpoint personally. You know, we had an artist, which, you know, which is Birthmark, who came on the air on Monday, and he broke the story with us live in front of all our listeners. And since then, I have been, you know, making some emails, making some phone calls, wondering why there's not, you know, a whole lot of press coverage on this. We can talk about, you know, a whole bunch of bullshit all day and keep it in the news and this, that, and the other. But when something real happens and we sweep it under the rug, that's where I have a problem, you know. And it's kind of like you feel the way you feel because of the position you're in. You know, we just had as a result of that incident that happened, you know, early part of the week, we just had some young kids, you know, and I think it was in Wyoming or Wisconsin, I think it was, that from that incident, they retaliated on some innocent students, and some students got hurt. And I sympathize with both sides because I remember, you know, I being in a situation like that. I remember being a victim of a hate crime. I remember being involved in a riot. I remember all those emotions. And the thing about it is, everybody feels justified for what they do. You know, you feel justified for what you do. You know, I feel justified for the Brown family who feel that whatever they need to say and whoever they need to ream out for this happening to Mr. Brown, by all means do that, because something needs to be said and done. You know, who would have thought in 2011, you know, folks still sit around and drink beer and talk about they're going nigger hunting? Who would have thought that?
Let me tell you something, J-Dawg, not to cut you off, bro. Let me tell you something. Me being from Philadelphia, man, I come from a melting pot, right? But I don't know if everybody might notice or not, you know what I mean? So if everybody don't notice, I'm here to tell you. I graduated high school in West Virginia. You see what I'm saying? I graduated high school in Southern West Virginia. And let me let y'all understand something. In Southern West Virginia, you might have about 45, and I'm stretching it when I say 45% black people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I first walked into school, my school, when I first walked to my high school, in the junior high, you understand what I'm saying? You had white sitting on one side and black sitting on the other side. You understand what I'm saying? Now, this is 1995 that I'm telling you now. You understand what I'm saying?
Whoa.
So that shit still happens. You talk about a victim of a race crime, a victim of a hate crime. I was 14 years old, J-Dog. This is some real shit now. I was 14 years old. I had a white boy walk up to me. I never forget the white boy's first and last name. I had a white boy walk up to me and tell me, nigga, your mama and your daddy picked my cotton. Now, this is some honest to God shit right here. Now, of course, I beat his ass. Real shit, man. Of course I beat his ass. You understand what I'm saying? And the cops came to my door, not good, 2 hours later. You understand what I'm saying? Because I beat that man's ass so bad. But understand something. In 2011, that shit still happens like this. And this CYN coming to you, live and direct. 215 representative. You understand what I'm saying? That's some real shit that I just dropped on your head, dog. You know what I mean? So, hey, bruh, I mean, true enough, we got the black president. I love Barack and I love what he's doing. You understand what I'm saying? Our people need to unite and all that. But let me tell you something. That racism in this country will always be alive. Always. Understand that. It might be hidden in certain corners of the world, if you will, but that shit is always going to be alive. My bad, Jay. Go ahead, bro.
I mean, that's real. I'm glad you brought that out because, you know, I graduated in 91, and it was like I was a victim in the, you know, being a young person. I'm going to tell you how it was when we were there. We heard the word nigger. Now, I'm going to tell you, now, in this little town that I was, you know, went to high school in where I was born and raised at, you know, it always had a history of that shit there. But in the 90s at that time, you know, we was all kind of thinking on some other shit until we heard the fucking word from the administration. When I say the administration, the fucking superintendent, the principal, the assistant principal, all them saying this, you know, one person said the N-word and the rest basically co-signed the shit. And that was enough to set that whole fucking school upside down, where parents were coming getting their kids up out of school because they didn't want little Bobby to, you know, to get lumped up out there because the shit was going down. And I remember it wasn't nothing and nobody could tell me about how I supposed to feel about who the fuck I am.
Real
shit. The police couldn't tell me shit. My grandparents couldn't tell me shit. Nobody, because now the shit done got personal. And for that day, I'm gonna show you for all y'all that don't know how racism affects folks, I'm finna give you some real shit, just like my man CYN just did. When you say the shit, we throw it around all the time because it's dead. But every now and again, because of this bullshit that's happening right now, you have no idea how it feels to have that word thrown at you, and knowing that the person that threw it at you means with every fucking ounce of goddamn hatred that they muster.
Oh yeah, that's a different feeling, bro. For real, man.
That's a different feeling.
Hey, my bad to cut you off, Jay, but that's a different fucking feeling right there, dog. If you ain't never experienced that feeling, you don't want to. You know what I mean? Because it makes you want to pop off some shit right there. Right then and there.
That's right. It makes you want. Look, we are creatures of habit. And I want you to understand this here. Every civil rights activist all preach nonviolence. But I want you to understand this and understand it well. I don't care who you are. I don't care what walk you come from. At a point, everybody has a breaking point. Everybody has a breaking point. You know, I thank God that my kids are, you know, didn't have to go through the stuff that I went through. They go through their own stuff, and I'm here for them in that capacity. I have to give them the realness. I have to let them know, and I have to let them voice out how they feel. But what I'm trying to say, and what I'm really trying to inform, you know, for all my listeners that have no idea of what we're talking about here, you got to understand that that's our womb. That if you cultivate it enough, shit will fucking happen. shit will happen. So, again, like I said, for the kids that were victims of that, this is why racism needs to fucking stop. But until those that perpetuate it continue to push it, you're going to have more shit that happens like this, which justifies the whole meaning. Just like, you know, like I was telling you know, everybody earlier, you know, I was talking to a young man earlier, and he said, And I really felt that because I'm a little older now. You know, I was younger then, you know, so I was more of emotion and less thinking. But this young man told me, you know, within the last, like, 48 hours, he said, you know, every time somebody calls him the N-word, every time somebody says the word nigga, yeah, I'm going to say it, he blames himself. He said, I'm going to tell you, Jay, the reason why I blame myself is because I get the ammunition to use it. Now, the younger J-Dog would have been like, hold up. Let me just back up. All right, if a motherfucker call you nigga, you going to blame yourself? Fuck that. I'm finna go off in his grill. Fuck that. That's how I thought. People that know me, that's how I thought. Because motherfucker, I don't think I'm a nigga, so if you're going to disrespect, I take that as disrespect. Now that I'm a little older, I understand why this young man said this. It's because he looks at all the things that are around that represents that word. And if he acts out in that manner, that gives everyone that already has that seed already planted in their head a reason to perpetuate that word, which is dead. Now, I had to get older to understand that shit. You know, I had to get older to understand that shit. But what I'm trying to paint a picture for all the listeners out there, that's a very fucking thin line between both what I just said. A very thin line. All I'm saying is that, yo, again, yo, our condolences goes out to Mr. Brown. For all y'all that don't know, Mr. Brown was a victim of a hate crime where he was basically picked, you know, from two younger guys that basically decided they wanted to go nigga hunting, and, you know, they killed this guy, you know, in the millennium, in a heinous way. And nobody in media, I ain't going to say nobody in media, but not enough people in media spoke on that shit. You know why? Because it's not fucking popular. You know why? Because it's not good for ratings. You know why? Because it's shit that a lot of folks understand and know, but yet they don't want to fucking speak on. Now, yeah, there's a lot of shit that goes on around the globe, but it's part of this urban awareness, understanding what's going on in your own fucking back door. And we need to be aware. That's just real talk. I'm sorry if that came out wrong. I'm sorry if I, you know, but that's just real. We need to pay attention, man. We need to pay attention. Fathers, if you got sons and daughters that are out there, you need to pay attention. You know, I'm just going to put this out and I'm going to give the floor back to another listener. You know, every time my daughter goes out, you know, with one of her friends and so forth, I don't get into her business, but I really tune in to the dialect and the atmosphere that she's in. You know, I grew up in the South. You know, her mother grew up in the North. So we kind of give her both sides of the perspective. And she's like a social butterfly. She has a lot of different nationality of friends. She just, you know, she doesn't just stay with one set. She deals with everybody. But it's certain things that she even comes back and questions me and her mother about that we, you know, we have to really ask her, you know, how does she feel about it, you know. And the sad part of it is, even though we want to not think yet is here, racism is still alive and well, just like me and CYN just said and everyone else knows. And when we have a hate crime of this magnitude that comes out, damn it, the least CNN can do is goddamn give it an honorable mention, at least bring it up. You know, don't put it in a fucking subtitle. You know what I'm saying? We can have two discussions about all this other shit that's going on. But, yeah, we can't talk about the damn hatred and the racism that happens in our own backyard. Something fucking wrong with that. You know, and I can take that a lot of different ways. I just choose, because I'm in this position here, to only speak what I'm thinking now. And, yo, you know, that's just realness, man. So it's kind of like, You know, that's one of those things. They say, you know, a lot of folks, you know, you never talk about politics, never talk about religion. Well, it's like, well, the reason they told you that, too. And it wasn't for what you initially thought, you know. But what I'm trying to say is that it's certain shit we got to talk about. All I'm saying is if it's all relevant and if it's real, it needs to be spoken on. It needs to be addressed. That's all we're going to fix the problem, man. You can't break your arm and just say, well, you know, I know it's broke, but I'm not going to go to the doctor and get it fixed. It will just fix itself. You got to address the fucking problem. You know, that's just real talk. It, you know, and we do a serious fucking problem. That, to me, is serious. And until you become a victim of that shit, you'll see how serious it is as well. But, you know, don't wait until something detrimental happens to now want to speak on it. That's all I'm saying. My message behind the message is don't wait until you are in there. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. I could tell you some shit growing up in the dirty South, man, that'll make you want to goddamn do some stuff, but I don't want to go there. I just want to just simply say that we need to deal with it. That's real talk. That's definitely real talk. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do, CYN. I got a couple more callers on the line, man. I'm going to take another caller. I'm going to see what's up, see what's happening, man. Yo, man, let them fans know what's up, what's happening, how they can get at you, man. You got these shows and everything popping out. Let them know what's good.
Yo, man, you can holler at me on Reverb Nation, you know what I mean, /CYN9, man. Get at me on Twitter, you know what I mean, COOLRUNGNICCA on Twitter.com, you know what I mean. Look, man, got the show coming up on the 20th of August, Car and Bike Show in Doraville, you know what I mean. Then on September 11th, you know what I mean, I'm down there at a Red Light in Atlanta, you see what I'm saying? First profitable show, so, you know what I mean? I'm definitely trying to go in on that one, man. You know what I mean? I'm here, take one, still beating the streets. Go to thatpiff.com and check it out, you know what I mean? Check me out on SoundCloud, man. Look, everybody, man, keep your head up, keep doing your thing, man. Listen to my man J-Dog, man. He dropping some knowledge for y'all, man. To all the artists, keep on doing y'all thing, man. Make sure them bars is hot, because I'm coming with it. Yes,
okay, y'all know what it is, man. That's my man, CYN. I'm finna take another line, make another call. The time is 11:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the grind on WTDTA Radio. Y'all finna take another call right quick to see what's up, see what's happening, man. Your call, the last 4 digits of your number is 523. You're definitely in the place to be on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo, bro. Yeah, thanks, man. It's Brother West Manifest, you dig?
What's up, man?
I'm listening in. You're giving me some information about some things that took place this week that I'm not privy to knowing until to this morning or to the night. But
gotcha.
The one thing I want to say to you, and I want you to put this in Google.
Okay.
Is that nigga? It means king. But they changed it.
Okay, drop that knowledge. There you go.
All right, so here we go. When I look at the etymology of the word nigga, it comes from the word Nebo, which there is a Mount Nebo in the Bible. Then there's Negro, then there's Niger, then there's Niger. And the Emperor Haile Selassie I is Negus. So the word nigger actually means king. So don't take my word for it. I want you to receive this information that I'm giving you, and I want you to put it in Google, and I want you to put in the root word of nigger.
Gotcha.
They say it means ignorant, but Tupac said it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished. So let's stop allowing other people to define our right now. Let's stop letting other people define who we are. In India, the word nigger means naga, and it was a title given to kings. So the first part of what I want to say is very simply, mm-hmm. is that we have to do, if I come to you and I say to the little girls, sit your little beautiful self down. Mm-hmm. Or sit your beautiful ass down. Over a period of generations, that word beautiful becomes negative. It has a negative connotation to it. You hear me?
That's right. That's right.
So this is what has happened to the title, because it is a title. A king, the status of king is a title. And Negus is a derivative of the word Nega. You see, that's number one. Number two.
That's right. Okay.
I want you to understand that in this day and time that we live in, President Barack Obama,
okay,
and speak about change.
Okay.
Well, number one,
that's right.
You have to know that these people who are committing these hate crimes, they are ignorant.
That's right.
They are void of the knowledge of self.
That's right.
In order to have true change, you have to have truth.
That's right.
So when we look from the standpoint of truth, every single aspect of their lives and our lives have been improved by our ancestors. What do I mean?
Right.
That means the traffic light. That means the elevator, the escalator,
okay.
computer
okay.
chip,
that's right.
The computer, all
that's
of these
right.
things, electricity, running baths,
that's
water,
right.
all of these things our ancestors, our Moorish ancestors have given to the world. You see?
That's right.
So until they are able, until someone is able to teach these people that even your assembly line, your open heart
right.
surgery, your blood transfusions, your blood plasma transfusion, all of these were given by Moorish men and women. Your hair care products and the comb, the broom, just something
okay.
as simple as the broom. Something just as simple as the ironing board was
right.
by people who these pale ones are Albions or albinos. They are the absence of color.
That's right.
There was a campaign in 2008 when Nas come out with the title of a soundtrack called Nigga.
That's
this
right.
is the reason I raised my hand tonight, and thank you for acknowledging me. Give thanks.
Okay. Gotcha.
I call in because this is on Al Sharpton. I call in and I get through,
uh-huh.
and I'm like, wow. I get through
okay.
on the line. I'm speaking to Al Sharpton and this woman who is constantly cutting me off and disturbing
okay.
my thought process.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to and they were crucifying him for the word nigga. Now, if you remember, he and Reverend Jesse Jackson was up north on a campaign going to the
That's
schools
right.
telling
okay.
the kids that it was okay for them to tell on different people, different students who had this or that in their locker, that was okay, and that they were on a campaign to get Webster's Dictionary to take the word nigger out of the dictionary. What that shows you is that, number one, we really got a lot more topics of importance than what somebody else thinks about you.
That's
that
right.
Take me back to a nursery rhyme that says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Now, one of the young brothers on the line said, well, he took fisticuffs to somebody for saying that we picked their cotton and yada, yada, yada. However, when you're equipped with truth, you can rebuttal without even having to put yourself in prison or county jail's wet harm and say, but even as slaves, with you withholding the Bible, with you withholding reading material, the Bible is reading material, with withholding reading material, even you holding the ability for our children to have schools during this time pre-Reconstruction, we still created the cotton gin.
That's right.
So
okay.
That's what I want you to see. All of your inventions that have been made, the patents were either stolen or taken.
Right.
But it was our ancestors' minds who brought that ingenuity to the modern era.
That's right.
That's very important and key. Because this one. Now, I'm going to say something else. So when you encounter these albinos, because that's who they are. They are albinos. Stop calling them white. They are not white. The color white is. You are not black if you are red. You are not black if you are brown. Stop using these titles to identify yourself because another group of people say that this is who you are.
Okay.
So when we talk to them, these are the ones who are spoken of in Genesis the seeds, these are the seeds of Cain.
That's right.
This is these are the seeds of Canaan. Who the sons and daughters of Ham.
That's right.
How do I know? I want you to make a note of this. See, anytime in the book, when you see the word behold, that means make a notation. That means pull your pen out, get your computer
right.
out,
and research.
Now you need to put in, because you got to find out who they are. But the book clearly tells you who they are. Now, this is a notation. Behold, get a King James Study Version Bible. You don't have to buy it. All you have to do is go to Books a Million, go to the Bible section. Get a King James Study Version Bible. I don't care if you got to tear the plastic off of it. Tear the plastic off discreetly. You see?
Okay. Get it
now, when you get to that section, it's like Genesis 9. When you get to that section, Genesis 9, it's going to give you, speaking about the flood, we're coming into a new period now. Where the planets are aligning themselves and the poles are shifting. All right, this is what happened during the time of Noah. Now the poles are shifting again. Well, they've been shifting at the end of that shift now. You're now at the end of the shift, and according to the Mayan calendar, on the 21st of December, the poles will be aligned and shift. Who knows what's the tsunamis, earthquakes, volcanoes, and all these other catastrophes. But my point is, in the book, I didn't write it. I'm just giving you the insight that I received from it and on all those who are listening tonight. So
that's
you're
right.
Blessed. So now, when you look into that, you'll see that the seed of the baby seed of Ham was cursed because he looked upon the nakedness of his father Noah, which simply means that. Now, in the King James footnote, it's going to tell you something different about this. I'll say this very, very briefly, as quickly as I can. It says that he saw the nakedness of his father. And because he saw the nakedness of his father, his baby seed was cursed, who was Canaan. That baby seed, in a footnote, when it mentions Canaan, it gives you an asterisk in the King James Study Version Bible. It gives you an asterisk, and then which means look down into the footnotes. When you look down into the footnotes, it says that that Canaan was cursed with leprosy. These are lepers. These are people who have the absence of melanin in their skin, which means that they have no skin color, or in scientific terms, they have no protection from ultraviolet rays, and this is why they are cursed. They are cursed. It's just like CeeLo said. You mad and that album where they had "Who's That Peeking Through My Window?" blah. So
that's right.
You mad because you black, but they mad because they can't be black no more. He talking about the lepers.
That's
the lepers,
right.
Or the leprechauns. You have to read and decipher the words. A leper is a leprechaun, and the leprechaun is the fighting Irish or the Caucasian. And the word is dead and unspiritual body. That's in Webster's Dictionary. This is what Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson should have been focusing in on, is these words. So now they're cursed with leprosy, which means that at the same time, these same ones who will chastise you and our children about their skin complexion, go and get suntan lotion to get as dark as we are. You have
ain't
to look
that,
at
that.
Say again? I didn't hear you.
I was saying that's ironic. You're right. You are so right. You are so right.
That's what I want you guys to hear tonight. This ain't me talking, man. This is just me looking at for whatever reason, the last time I spoke to y'all was like, wow. Last year sometime, did not tune in.
Right. That's right.
And this information is very needed right now you have to equip yourself spiritually and equip yourself with the words of the God spell, or the gospel is a God spell. You
there
have
you
to.
Go.
So what Doc came and told us is right in his act. It's right in his act. Even though you may not have heard this piece, the teachings that was given from him allowed me to be able to see and break down the words and say, show me that. Them three words. Somebody come and say something. Say, show me that. Prove it.
That's right.
So keep an open mind for all the listeners who are out here tonight. Keep an open mind and pick up these words and these terms. They in the old school Bibles, it clearly tells you that the seed of Canaan, ironically, there's a Cain who killed his brother, and then there's a seed of Canaan who stole the birthright. Stole the birthright from you and me. And then you, somebody said in this country, this is not a country. This is a corporation. Don't take my word for it. Just take yourself the off of it. And take yourself out to Decatur. And when you look at the signs as you're coming through the city limits, it'll say the corporation of, this is a corporation. So
that's
you need
right.
to be,
right.
you need to be dealing, you need to be learning from the Moors. You can
right.
understand this information that we're giving and to the world right now. See, thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, they clearly tell you on the signs when you're coming in. I'm going to use the word Burrell Ellis. That's the name of the CEO of Decatur, DeKalb County.
That's right.
DeKalb
That's
County
right.
has a CEO. CEOs are the what? They are the heads of the business.
That's
so
right.
President Barack Hussein Obama is not the president. He is the CEO of the United States of America Incorporated. This is important. You have to recognize this and understand this so that when you are navigating or traveling through these highways and byways, you are
right.
able to know that, number one, they don't have any jurisdiction over you. We don't have to
That's
worry
right.
about what they're doing, because after 9/11, there was
okay.
a statement about the freedoms being taken away. It's right in his act. Going to the airport and got the shot. Maybe that was on the music that was being played before you come on. But in any event, I listen intently. Yeah, I'm from this block. So when I hear that, I say, wow. So now, when, what's your point, man? Get to the point. My point is this, very simply. After 9/11, around December, when CEO slash
yeah.
President George Walker Bush, G-Dub,
That's right. mm-hmm.
had a Band-Aid on his face. I'm going to show you about
That's
the leprechauns or those who were cursed with leprosy. Those who still want to be black.
Okay.
Because the melanin, the sun gives gives everything life on the planet.
Right.
This is why
right.
during the winter solstice, ironically enough, at the beginning of the winter solstice on the Mayan calendar, all life ends, or the way of life ends, and then a new way of life comes into existence. Why? Because life is cyclical. So don't get caught up in the History Channel. It's all the doomsday. It's doomsday for certain
okay.
people.
That's
There's
right.
A,
there you go.
Behold. That means pull your pencils out again, just like if we're
right.
reading the book. Human combustion. Look up the word or the phrase human combustion. This
right.
is where I saw on That's Incredible. I don't know if you're old enough to remember the show That's Incredible.
Yeah.
There was a segment where people were just catching on fire while they were sitting in their rocking chairs, sitting in their
That's
lazy.
Right. Exactly. They were trying to say it was a phenomenon. I remember that.
Now, everybody who humanly combusts is they caught on fire and burned up. Wasn't no flames around them, but no electrical malfunctions. They simply burned up. Right now, because there are holes in the ozone layer. There's an intense amount of energy that is coming down to the planet right now. That's right. Everyone is affected. You're in a spiritual rainstorm right now.
That's right.
And it is coming down. See, when they said it was going to be the return of the sun, they did not tell you that it was going to be the return of the sun. Why? Because the ozone protects the earth from the UV rays or the ultraviolet that are emitted from the sun. You have solar storms that come and knock the satellites out of its natural orbit or discombobulate them, and they don't work. You're now in that time in this system where that energy is coming down, and you can't pull out an umbrella and not be affected by it. So I'm going to flip back now. See, the ultraviolet rays are coming through, and those who do not have melanin, there's melanin that is found in the pheromones, in the fingernails, in the hair, in the skin, and in their bones, that shows that these were people who looked like you and me. Moors. So this is very important, very key. I hope you're recording this segment, because I may be your ancestor tomorrow. Yeah, they know what number is, but I'm not afraid.
Yeah, that's what they. There you go.
Death does not exist.
Okay.
But I'll
get you. Go ahead.
After 9/11, which we know was orchestrated and controlled, why? Because the firemen and the police department of New York came and told you they heard explosions going off on every floor.
Oh, that's right. There was no way that plane could have caused that type of devastation. I worked in the military. I worked in explosions. I knew that was bullshit, and I've been saying that from the very beginning. Before Fahrenheit 9/11, before all the speculation, I went this route at the beginning of the year, with really trying to enlighten the listeners to this level of awareness, because this, like you said, everything you said is true and correct, and it's a level. A lot of people, and I stress this word, a lot of people, when you compare it to people in terms of minority versus majority, what better way?
Don't use that term, minority. Why? Because on the planet, we was taught in the first resurrection by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that we outnumber these lepers or leprechauns or those affected with leprosy 10-1. You are the majority. So never use that term to refer to yourself, but I'm listening.
Gotcha. When, you know, in terms of how... Well, I'm going to use it from a media standpoint. In the aspect of how we are, and when I say we, when they come out and roll out the polls and they segregate and they tell you, okay, this represents this group of culture people, this represents that, there's a trickle-down effect of what they do and how they, you know, perfect or come up with these numbers. The thing about it is, those that were, I'm going to go here because I have to go here. When you look at it from just we're going to use the word corporation, from a business standpoint, everything makes perfect sense in the aspect of why the world is operating the way it's operating. The sad part of it is that when you start to really research and look at really what all this means, it tells a very different story than what is being portrayed. You know, we were told, we were bought, we were sold, we were brainwashed, we were given this. Now we believe this is what it really it is. But when we really start to search in that particular truth, we find out there's a whole other truth that's even deeper than all of that, that unifies and makes everything make sense. I've learned that from getting from where I was once, you know, a certain level of student when I was actually, you know, doing a lot of researching, just coming to the point where I am now in media, I realize that there is a lot of people that are unaware of really what is happening. And it's on so many levels. It's on so many, you know, it's the subliminal messages that we receive from what we listen to day to day. It's what we pick up and read, that, you know, if we do decide to pick up and read. If we, all the things that we get, to a degree now, is meant to erode away this universal truth of what is going on. And I've said this from the very beginning. On January, we go back to the archive episode of WTDTA. I said in the January episodes of the first 2 weeks of the year that there are going to be significant events that are going to take place, but a lot of folks who are asleep are not going to see it. Now, the ones that start to look and seek for this knowledge, they're going to come to their own arrival of exactly what's going on and what they must do. But if you wait or you're watching the things that turn the media box and you're waiting for these news reporters and broadcasters and so forth to really tell you what's going on, certain ones are going to give you a little bit of the truth mixed with a whole bunch of falsehoods. Then some are simply going to do their job and just go read off what's on the sheet of paper.
Now, how do we alleviate that? I'm going to share it with you now. See, all of these preachers, and I come through that of learning as a youth. All of these preachers, please do not, to all my family out there, please do not take this as disrespect to spiritual leaders who are sincerely, teaching perspective that they've been taught. But they're teaching prosperity. They're teaching you prosperity. And all these mega churches, and you see what has happened to Bishop N. Long now. But I don't want to go into that. I just want to say, I just want to say that they're teaching prosperity without teaching you about the most prosperous man who lived according to the book in ancient days of time and in this day and time. Who was that man?
Okay. All right.
His name is King Solomon, or Suleiman. And King Solomon, the wealthiest man who ever lived, who had 900 wives and 700 concubines or girlfriends. And what did he do in order to receive that blessing? He did not ask for knowledge and wisdom. So children, when you pray, pray that the universal energy sends to you,
that's right,
the knowledge of truth and discernment. Why? Because truth is my religion. Because
that's
that
right.
is the only thing that matters. Truth.
That's
Daniel said, the prophet Daniel said, be not deceived. It's only 5 books. Read what the children were eating, what Daniel and them ate, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or that bad Negro, as I was taught in Christ. So when you teach prosperity, he prayed for knowledge and wisdom. And when he prayed for, he did not pray for his enemies to be destroyed, yet his daddy did in Psalms. So, when I pray, they say, pray for your enemies. I pray for them like the Father King David prayed for them. I pray that they slip on the sword. Just like Malcolm. Somebody mentioned Malcolm X during the music excerpt. Oh, he looked like Malcolm X. Ha 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 ha. Oh, he sound like Dr. King. Ha 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 ha. Yes, and I sound like all of them. Yeah.
That's right.
But Malcolm said if they put their hands on you, then you send them to the grave. You see me?
That's right.
in the spirit of the Prophet Muhammad. So you keep that. But you, in order for you to have true prosperity, then you have to seek first the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is keeping the commandments and statutes of the Most High. We are violating these commandments and statutes. Tomorrow is Friday. Don't take my word for it. Keep
okay,
an open,
here you go.
Keep an open mind. Keep an open mind and get you as strong as coordinates. And look up Sabbath. What is the Sabbath day? This is one of the Ten Commandments. This is why we're having the problems that we're having on the earth. Is because we are violating these statutes and commandments. On the weekend, Malcolm talked about, I believe it was in The Ballad or the Bullet, I may be wrong, but study all of those speeches. You can get them on YouTube for the free 99. He said on the weekend, on Friday and Saturday, the hospitals receive the most work that they receive all week. Why? Because we busting each other upside the head. But this our holy time. This is our holy time, but on our holy time, we do more foolishness.
On the holy time than what we posted. You know what? You have just said the mouthful. That, man, in so many dimensions and so many things that you just brought to life, the barometer of our youth needs to know what all this represents. When did it become unpopular for us to stop, you know, for us to speak the truth versus the nonsense? Somewhere along the line, a switch was taken, just like in the very beginning, but the switch was taken when, you know, and I said this in one of the I wrote an article in one of the blogs a while back that basically said that pretty much when all of these historian or men renowned went and throughout the world and discovered these great books and these great philosophers. You know some of them, Socrates and Plato and all these guys that you learn about in college.
Studied in Africa on what is considered Africa. I'm listening.
They got all of this knowledge, yet never gave credit to where the knowledge really came from. And when they, you know, but I think in the midst, and this is just my opinion, but as I get older, I draw closer to this truth. I think when they realized where they totally stood, they didn't like what they saw. And so they went on an all-out rampage in modernized society to change things. That's why no matter how long they try to keep this facade up, the truth still comes out. No matter what you do to it, it still comes out. It's only when you get too close to the truth that there's a problem. You know, I have this talk with my execs all the time. I have a talk with those that definitely know me near and dear outside of radio. Whenever you get too close to the truth is supposed to stir you up. It's supposed to stir you to a level where you're going to act, where you're going to become awakened, where you're going to understand and know where you truly stand. If, you know, keep in mind, as long as they got you discombobulated and confused, you're going to miss these subtle things that we see and we know, we just don't express or address. We don't even acknowledge it. Now, we can't depend upon our schools anymore to do this because the schools are under the same sanction, the same corporation, the same institution that's spinning all this stuff out of control.
So let me say this to you. I went to a school, a college in Florida called Edward Waters College on New Kings Road in Jacksonville, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And what I learned when I went to that college is that it is the oldest college in the so-called state of Florida. It's older than University of Florida. It's older than Florida State. It's older than the University of Miami. It's older than Florida A&M, Bethune-Cookman, Florida International University. It's older than them all, and it was started by bishops from the Christian church who were former slaves. So what that means, now this is very important because something that was said sparked this thought earlier tonight, which is, number one, you made a statement. I don't know if it was you or the other brother who said that my daughter is a social butterfly. Again, I'm from the block, and I listen very intently, you dig? So I want
That's
you
right.
to listen very intently as well, and I want you to write my number down. Take the number down for the youth. Number is 504-609-5293. I have a project that we're working right now where this type of information along with the music is one and the same. And I need you and the others who you're affiliated with. You've
That's
spoken
right.
to some of my people. You don't know that you've spoken to them, but you've spoken to them. And because I was listening. And I need you I'm here in Atlanta. I don't know where you are, but I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia, or the Georgia Republic.
Okay.
I need you to work with me on. I can't do it by myself, and I know
okay.
that.
Okay.
But you said my daughter, he said my daughter is a social butterfly. She deals with all people. Well, I want you to recognize, behold, that means take your paper out again. Take
That's
your paper
right.
out again. Write this down. You need to take note of this. Is
right.
that we had something called Black Wall Street in Oklahoma.
There you go. Okay.
What made Black Wall Street successful and important? It's not important to be a it's important to acknowledge all the people on the planet, but they have to have a certain level of understanding or understand. When you deal with them, when you conduct business with them, they have
That's
to
right.
understand that. Now, what is your point? My point is that when you go out to Alpharetta and Dunwoody, Roswell area in the Georgia Republic, here in Atlantis, which is the ancient name of Atlanta, is Atlantis.
That's right.
The
whole level. I know you.
But when you go out into those areas, just like in New York, just like in Miami, you see a Chinatown. You see, or I'm gonna call it an Asian town, but you
are the
original Asiatic. So these are your children. But they don't conduct business with you. You conduct business.
That's right. That's
the same
right.
is on a level when you go to Washington, D.C., and you go to Chinatown
mm-hmm.
in D.C., or you go to Chinatown in New York, or you go to Haiti
mm-hmm.
and so the thing is that all of these people are successful. The Mexicans they conduct business with themselves. When they have the opportunity to be the lead on the job, you never see one of us on their jobs.
That's right.
So that's why I say it's not important to be a social butterfly. It's very important to listen intently.
That's right.
hire you, but you're hiring them. If you work in the construction industry as I do, then because no nation can be built without builders. We're talking master builders right now. And master builders exist on all levels of existence within a nation. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said many, many, many years ago, many moons and suns ago, that we are a nation within a nation.
That's right.
But this is a corporation. So
that's right.
When we look at this thing, the Korean, he don't do business with you, she don't do business with you, but you buying your hair from them.
That's
the
right.
Chinese, most Chinese, when they come into the community, they sell you their food and their products, but they don't have anyone who look like you behind the counter. You assume that they're all like first and second cousins, but they're not.
That's right.
So what does that mean? That means that they are segregated. And Black Wall Street, we were segregated, but we were the most successful in Oklahoma, and people were moving from the East Coast all the way out to Oklahoma so that they can partake in the gold rush. Why? Because we owned our own churches, and our churches was the foundation in the community, and it helped to pool and pile up all of these different resources together. What do I mean? The Jehovah's Witness. Say what you want to say about them. Stop talking about them. Look at what they're doing and where they're successful. Every single temple that they build it with the people who are within their own congregation. So
they know
the qualified people who are going to build these buildings. I may become your ancestor tomorrow, so I have to get it out tonight.
Okay, there you go.
So what this means, and I'm not afraid. So you can never be afraid, because death don't exist, because energy cannot be created nor destroyed. So the spirit will rise up, and I'll be reborn through the legs of another brown woman again sometime soon. So the thing is, never be afraid, but pay attention to what works. Pay attention. Don't worry. Oh, well, they're putting all these negative things out on the radio and da-da-da-da-da. Then that means you need your own radio station. That's why I'm speaking with you tonight, because there's another reason for this conversation tonight. But we were successful in Black Wall Street because we were segregated, not because we were integrated. And even when the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. come and he said we want separate but equal. We have to stop looking. Right now, you're in a buyer's market. Even though the banks are not lending any money, Donald Trump talked about this. I listened to them all. Why? Because he's successful. Therefore, I need to look at what successful people do and emulate how they're obtaining their goals. Michael Jordan on a level is successful. Tiger Woods on a level is successful. But when you look at what they're doing, they go to bed early, they're up in the morning, they go through whatever the training and meditation is, and they're practicing their trade. Our trade needs to be one another. See, right now you have an imbalance in the trade in the United States of America Incorporated.
That's right.
Is a corporation or a business plan. All corporations are fiction. So you get a fictitious, and that fictitious name is called DBA, or Doing Business As. that you have to submit
right.
to the Secretary of State. I need to speak with you. Make sure you got my number. I don't got yours. Call me
okay.
tomorrow. You make yes, sure you call me tomorrow. I always pick my
Real
phone up. And when I don't pick the phone up, you leave a message. And I call you back.
Okay.
I know what it is and what it
okay.
is so that we can go ahead and do the work that has been ordained for the night. See,
all
this
right.
is
well,
a,
I'm going to tell you what. This is a definite monumental moment, and for a lot of different reasons, because you know, I've been approached by a lot of different individuals since we've been seeing WTDTA radio. I got a lot of resources that have all drawn into this entire movement, and right now, you know, what I want you to do is you can just write my number down. You can actually the office number is 678.
Just a minute. Just a minute.
Okay.
Hold on, stop. Six, seven, eight.
5-3-4.
Hold on.
8-4-4.
Okay. 5-3-4.
8-4-4-7.
All right, that's 678-534-8447.
Yes, that's the office number. And also, I'm going to go ahead and give you my direct line. Also, 678-499.
Hold on, Star. Now, I'm just going to put office. Hold on. Because
okay.
I'm putting this in another phone. I don't have nothing to write with right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Like I said, that's the easiest way of getting here. You can hit that office number. I'm usually up and at it, you know, bright and early around about 9 or so. I'm usually in the grind out there. But definitely, we need to.
What's the other number you're going to give me?
All right, the other number I'm going to give you is 678-499-1430.
Just a minute. 678.
Mm-hmm.
678.
Uh-huh. 499.
Okay.
1430.
What's your name?
They call me J-Dog. Like I said, all you man, when you dial that number, man, we'll tackle it from there. Like I said, basically, in terms, you know, just ask for J Dog on any of the numbers. They'll definitely get at me if I'm not around. But that's the easiest way of getting a hold of me. And pretty much, you know, with what we got going on, there's a lot of things that we can definitely do. Like I said, besides the Urban Experience Movement, and besides, you know, dealing with these artists all across. You know, the nation that's really, you know, driving home this point of what we're talking about now, there's a lot more work that needs to be done. There's a lot more awareness that needs to get out there. And we want to make sure that we definitely, you know, make sure that we got all of our resources being totally utilized in the capacity of what's being done. You can also check us out online at WTDTA Radio. And that's .webly, which is WEEBLY.com. That's the new website.
I'm gonna get that tomorrow. I'm gonna get that tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm gonna link you up. Y'all willing
okay.
tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to address you
uh-huh.
and all
uh-huh.
of the on where we do uh-huh. that at. And
that's right. Where they do
exactly, you know, that's what I got you saved in my phone under. But you know, I put it to the new thing or whatever it is,
okay.
because we got to do. And I want all of you out there to all of them beholds. I want you to check it out. Negus Negas, Naga in India. I want you to check it out.
That's right.
And I want you to
check it out.
We have to conduct business with one another. Before ending, I just want to say this. There's an imbalance in the imports and exports that's coming from the United States of America Incorporated and the actual China Republic. It's a republic.
Right.
You live in a republic.
Right.
You have Democrats and Republicans, but this is not a nation. They want to not allow products to come in the China Republic, but you're overwhelmed with the Hitachis and the Sonys and the PlayStations and all of these different things that they're servicing. Why? Because they know that if they keep your products out and they have you buy their products, their supply and demand,
right.
You will, even with the Nissans and the Maximus and
right.
The and the Lexuses. So
yeah.
We have to have our own products, and
right.
We have to do this with one another.
That's right.
And when we do that, we'll change the paradigm. We're not worried about the lepers and what they're thinking. Because right now, their credit rating has just been lowered as of this week. And
that's
it's all
right.
It's by design. It's by
that's
design.
Right. That's right. That's right.
So,
very
so thank
point.
And because I speak all night, but thank you. I continue to tune in. And
all right.
I look forward, J-Dawg, again on West Manifest 504-609-5293 or 404-324-7416. Holler at me. We got work to do. We are the new Sojourner Truths. We are
That's
the
right.
new Malcolm X's. They're not getting up out the ground. So we got to do the work before we're on the ground. You dig?
There you go. That's dig. That's real talk, man. Yo, for all y'all that's definitely tuning in, man, if you miss any part of this broadcast, you can definitely go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/where-they-do-that-at-radio. Like I said before, man, yo, this really needs to take place. We want more folks involved. Real talk, man. I appreciate you definitely tuning in, man. Give us your name one more time, man, so we can definitely make sure we got you locked in, bro.
I am West Manifest. West Manifest. Music on deck.
Well, all right. Real.
Production, ghostwriters. We got them lyrics for you, man. You know?
Okay.
And we got it on deck for you. And I'm definitely interested in finding out what my man was going on with the tours and the music because we got some. Like myself, who need to be plugged in so that we can go ahead with our own economics, man. Let's stop looking for other people to do for what we can do for ourselves. You're in a buyer's market. We can put our money together and start reclaiming the community one house at a time, renovating that money, and then we got business and office space. We have nurseries space for our children so that we can do what? Teach our own children. That's why
That's right.
I spoke about Edward Waters College because our historic black colleges were started by former slaves. We have to know, those of us who know, that the knowledge and the education is important, but how they receive that knowledge and education is important, and we must control the curriculum. The UA Center down there, Morris Brown, Clark Atlanta, Spelman, Clark Atlanta, all them schools down there. The curriculum is controlled by people who live outside our community. We need our own control. We need our own schools, and we teach our own babies, man. We don't let nobody else teach babies. We teach them.
That's
Behold,
that's
a footnote. Keep that in mind. Speak with you tomorrow, y'all.
All right, that sounds like a plan. Real talk for all that all my listeners, man. You're definitely catching it live on Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And real talk, we definitely finna do that. Now, I've enjoyed everyone definitely calling in, leaving their comments, questions, and concerns. What I'm going to do right now, like I said, man, we got to get ready to switch feeds, get ready to get on the television stuff side of things, man. Real talk, you can definitely catch our broadcast each and every night. Yo, from 9:30 until 11:30. Sometimes we run into 12, but yo, real talk, we're going to get it in. How we get it in? Yo, I'm going to give you one to grow before we jump off this thing. They say in order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. In order for you to know where you came from, you got to put in the work. Now, if you rely on someone else to tell you where you came from, they might not quite tell you exactly who you are. Think about that for a second. Real talk, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the urban experience. It's all about this movement. You can catch us each and every night, 9:30 until 11:30, sometimes 12. But, yo, real talk, yo, as long as you guys keep doing the realness, we ain't going nowhere. So tomorrow we want you to keep it real, keep it safe, and we'll holler at you tomorrow. Peace.